Welcome to Above Limitations with Pastor Victoria, touching lives and communities with the words of deliverance and raising people above limitations.
Let's go to Isaiah 54, verse 1, down to 4, please. If you find it, please do stand on your feet for the reading of the word of God.
Sing, O barren, you who have not born, break forth into singing and cry aloud. You who have not labored with child, for more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married woman, says the Lord. Enlarge the place of your tent, and let them stretch out the curtains of your dwelling. Do not spare, letting your cord and straighten your stick, for you shall expand to the right and to the left, and your descendant will inherit the nations, and make the desolate city inhabited. Do not fear, for you will not be ashamed, neither be discouraged, for you will not be put to shame. For you will forget the shame of your youth and will not remember the reproach of your widowhood anymore.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you. For you are mighty God, this is the word for this season for us. And we are holding on to this word, O Lord. We ask you, Jehovah, to manifest your power in every area of our life. Do wonderful things. Speak to us, Jehovah. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. We can be seated in the presence of the Most High God. Isaiah 54 is the scripture. I know some people might be thinking that, why do we keep talking about this? Why do we keep repeating it? Why can't we talk about something else? But if that is the word of God for us for this time and for this season, we've got to hold on to it until enlightenment takes place in our life. And that is what we've got to do. It's our season of enlargement. Like I said, we're going to be enlarging this ministry, increasing this ministry. And I'm declaring that no weapon that form against this ministry that shall prosper. Amen. And there's no gates of hell that shall prevail over this ministry. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I want us to know that God has promised us that it's a year of enlargement. Is a year of enlargement. And when the Lord is talking about year of enlargement, he wants to enlarge us individually. He wants to enlarge us in family, by family, you know, and he wants to enlarge this ministry, and he wants to enlarge the community. I know that if one person is being enlarged, it will affect your family. Your family will be enlarged. If we enlarge individually, our family will be enlarged. If our family is enlarged in our spiritual life, in the way that we serve the Lord, meditation of the word of God, in our holiness and righteousness and purity as well, if we enlarge individually and we start to live a holy life, automatically the family will experience it, because we are the epistle that our children are reading. When they can read holiness and righteousness in me, my children will live a holy and righteous life. You teach your children how to drive the way you drive. If I drive and I swear at people, it's a spirit. My kids are in the car. I'm passing on the spirit to them. If I'm aggressive, it's a spirit. It goes to them. If I'm angry, if I'm always shouting, screaming, whatever we do is a seed that we are sowing. And so also when they see in our life, the life of righteousness and enlargement in our prayer life, enlargement in our ministry, in our own individual life, it's going to affect our ministry. And when there is enlargement in this house, community will be affected. And when this community is being affected, what I'm talking about is that if this household, if this ministry can enlarge in our relationship with God, in our intimacy with God, the community is going to, they're going to have impartation out of the blessed, out of the seed. Because I told you that enlargement is a spirit. Listeners is a spirit. When you sleep, is a spirit. When you rise up to pray, is a spirit. You see some people, they can't sleep. Some people, no matter what you say, no matter what you do, there is procrastination. They are lazy. They can't just get out of bed. It's a spirit. is a spirit. They call it spirit of laziness, spirit of anger, spirit of bitterness, spirit of unforgiveness. There's so much spirit. So also we have the fruit of the spirit. When we are filled up with the fruit of the spirit, we can take it to the community. It will affect our community. And if this community is being affected, it's going to affect this nation. Praise the name of the Lord. But how do we have that enlargement in our life? How do we experience the glory of God? God has promised us that I want to bless us. I know I've told you before that God is not a man that he will lie. He's a God of his word. His word are yea and amen. Whatever the Lord has said to you, said to me, said to us as a church, is going to fulfill it. Amen, somebody. Praise the Lord. Enlargement is coming. Increase is coming. Breakthrough is coming. In the name of the Lord Jesus. But we have to change our capacity to receive. With God, to that is where I'm going. That is what I've been talking about. And that is why I've been using these boxes to let you know that if we want a bigger thing in this ministry, if we need a bigger thing in our life, with God to change our capacity, the capacity of what we can actually receive from the where we can put our blessing, we've got to be determined, because your capacity determines the flow of the blessing that you're going to receive from God. The bigger your container, the bigger the blessing that God is going to give to you. Do I have somebody say amen to that? God will not give you more than what you can take. It's there in the scripture. He will never put on you more than what you can take. God is going to bless you with what you have the capacity to receive from him. And what we are trying to bring out to you from January is that if you are going to experience a larger blessing in your life, you've got to get yourself ready with a larger container. If you want the Lord to open the windows of heaven, like the song that we sing, that let the Lord open the windows of heaven, let it rain. If you want God to rain, because God is not going to rain and let it waste it. The Lord does not want you to waste the blessing that he's going to give to you. Praise the Lord. For God to bless you, you've got to increase your capacity. Now, what I keep on saying is that if I have this little container, I am actually limiting what God has in store for me. Many of us, church, it's not that God does not want to bless us. It's not that God does not want to give to us. But we are the one that is limiting what God has in store for us. It's not the enemy that have actually closed the window of heaven over your life and over my life. I can tell you, some of us, we are the one that closed our own heaven. I'm going to say that again. Many times we rebuke the enemy. We destroy the enemy. We stand there. We uproot. We paralyze. We destroy. We demolish those enemies in our life that are stopping blessing from coming into our life. But I can tell you, many of us in the house, or those that are listening online, we are the one, the enemy of our own life. We are not enlarging our capacity to receive from the Lord. And as long as you haven't got a container. Now, can I tell you, as a mother, if I cook, I remember when we are young back home. when they finish cooking, they ask all of you to go and get your plate. It's going to be a mad mother. That when you stand, and it's going to pour your own stew on the floor. She took time to cook it. She bought all the ingredients and everything. There is no way a mother will pour the blessing just right on the floor. You must have a container. Praise the Lord. You must have the container. And how many of us that they are serving you food and they say, is that enough? Then you look at it and say, no, it's not enough. Is that enough? You say, no, it's not enough. Then they give you more. Then you start to eat it. You force yourself. It got to a point you realize it can't go anymore. What do you do with the rest? You waste it. But the resources and the blessing of God is not available to be wasted. I know many of us, we lack buffet. We'll have to go and eat where, you know, we can have enough. And I love those places whereby they said, if you waste, 25% charge on. Because many of us get the food that we cannot eat. Praise the Lord.
to take the limit off. Turn to your neighbor and say, take the limit off. Take the limit off from what God can actually do in your life. Don't let us limit what God can use this church to do. Why are you looking for the living among the dead? You are a living soul. You are not meant to be among the dead. You are a blessed person. You are the head. You are not meant to be among the tail. Did I hear somebody say amen to that? You are someone that God has raised up above the limit. What are you doing among those people that are below? The only reason why you can still be below is because you are not enlarging your capacity to receive from the Lord. The reason why that glory has not manifested in our life is because we are not enlarging. God has given you a job very long time. I remember during the 7 days, God showed to me somebody. And the message was that God said to me that every time that this person pray for an open door, that give me a breakthrough. The Lord said to me, every time I tell this person, go to Africa or go to Ghana, go to Nigeria, any opportunity that I open the door, where he is going to get a breakthrough, he will always turn it down. Now, if God said to you, like what God said to Elijah, go to that river, and I've already commanded the raven to feed you, he chose not to go, he's going to starve to death. How does Elijah, enlarge his capacity to receive from God? When that raven stopped bringing bread and water, the Lord said, now get yourself ready. Move from where you are. I want you to go to Zarephath, and there I've already commanded a widow woman to feed you. It is the choice, the choice of Elijah to say, how can a widow woman feed me? Enlarge your capacity to receive from God. It is your choice to say, no, I do not, I'm not looking for £1 or £10 miracle. I'm only believing God for 10 million miracle. But God said, until you are faithful over that little, that is when I'm going to make you master. When God gives you a contract, when God connects you with people that say, the business we are going to do right now is just £10,000. And you say, oh no, I'm actually praying for, no, that is too small. I can't do that type of a business. I'm only believing God for 1 million contract. Then God is going to be looking at you, because what God has in store for you, you have turned it down. God said, I want to test you with little. Let's see how faithful you are. I'm going to give you £10. Let's see if you're going to pay your tithe. When I give you £10, when you pay your tithe, then we take it further. Have you seen people test your responsibility? Test your faithfulness with business they're going to do with you before they start to do a bigger business with you. They first of all want to see if they can really work with you. They do first one, second one, third one before they now say, yeah, let's take it on board. Let's go larger. God is giving you a little job, but you can't get up to go and do the job. I was listening to Pastor Matthew. He said, a little sleep, a little slumber, the poverty, a little bit of folding of your hand, the poverty is going to come. I'm telling you. The poverty is going to come. Enlarging, Isaiah 54. If you look at it clearly, I don't know if you have been reading it, but some people have been reading it. Isaiah 54 gave us 5 specific instructions. And he said, enlarge. That is the first thing that you're going to do. The second thing is to stretch. The third thing is to lengthen. And another one is to strengthen. Length and strength. And he said, do not hold back. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Which one have you been doing from January? Enlarge your tent. Stretch. It's to lengthen your cord. That means expand. Let it go further. If you have been looking for a job and you said, oh, I can only work in newer, he's telling you, look further. Don't just say, I'm looking for a job to do in zone 3. If they give you job at zone 4 or zone 6, don't say, I can't go. The Lord wants to stretch you. Can you? Because some of us, we say, I only need job in zone 3. Why? Because it's easy for me. If I wake up at 8, I can get to work at 9 or this time. But now, can you actually stretch yourself by saying, oh, it doesn't matter if they give me job at Wembley, I will do it, and I want to wake up at 6 a.m. Maybe the Lord wanted to have an experience in Wembley before he take you back to this place. But as long as you are turning it down, can I tell you, the journey of life has got root. The journey of life, journey to break you. No one make it sleeping, waking up, eating, and watching TV. I always say to people, if you don't enlarge your capacity, now, enlarging your mindset is that you switch off the TV, meditate on things that is going to give you breakthrough. Enlarge your mindset. How can I make it? Don't think one way. Don't look at it that it's only if I get a job. I keep on talking to the youth. I keep on encouraging them, ministering to them. What are you good at? What can you do? You can actually have your PhD or whatever, and that doesn't stop you. If you know how to do hair, you can, I swear, have a big salon. It doesn't have to be around the corner of your house. You can have a big one. Employ people. Make money from it. Don't just think about 9-to-5 job. Think about the gift that God has given unto you that you can use to do something great. Many of us have said, I can't do this job. I can't do this type of job. Which job can you do? I can't do job of people cleaning. I can't do the job of security men. I can't do the job of this. And I can tell you, those that are security men are better of you. They're making, they're actually earning, but you are resting on gyro. They're paying your gyro because they are paying their tax. Enlarge, stretch, lengthen, strengthen. The power to take, strengthen your mindset, and do not hold back. God is actually telling you in all this aspect, I want you to enlarge your, increase your capacity to receive from God. If there is a temporary job, take it. Don't wait until you get a permanent one. From temporary job, they can turn you to be a permanent one. A part-time job, they give you a part-time job. Don't say, no, I can't do a part-time job. I'm only looking for a full-time job. From a part-time job, they can add to it. How many of you that know what I'm talking about? Praise the Lord. God is about to pour. And I can tell you, God is pouring already into the life of people that are willing to receive. You might not see now that God is pouring upon these people's life, but the time is coming. That is what I keep saying, that you that are enlarging your capacity to receive from God, I can tell you that the glory of God is going to show forth in your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Your capacity is important. The capacity, the opportunity for me to receive from God, are you open up? Is my mouth open? That is what I was talking about last weekend. But now I'm talking about the power to receive. Miracle does not just happen. Blessing does just not happen. For you to receive a blessing, you cannot just become a millionaire. Can I tell you, many people will want to be a millionaire. But now, if you can get up to go and play lottery, some people get up to go and intentionally play lottery. But you can't get up to go and do something that will transform your life. They pay that lottery religiously. If I miss it this week, maybe. I know you don't play. Praise the name of the Lord. Turn to your neighbor and say, increase your capacity. What is capacity? Your capacity is the ability to receive or contain. It is the maximum amount or number that can be received or contained. Your capacity is the measure of what you can receive, hold, or absorb. That is your capacity. Your capacity is the ability to receive from God. I'm going to give you a couple of examples about those people that have capacity to receive from God. One is this man called Peter. When Peter was fishing, the Lord said to him that I want you to get yourself ready. I want you to launch to the deep. But there's something that he said that to the Lord. He said that I have been toiling all night. Now, I'm trying to bring out to you Imagine that you are saying to God that I've been doing so much, you know. I have been looking for job for a long time. I've been fasting and praying for a long time. I don't have to take any step. I don't have to do anything. I don't have to do that. That is exactly what Peter was trying to say. I told you, I want us to compare this Peter and compare the woman that actually came to Elijah, to the man of God, and said that they're about to take my two children away. And all I'm praying for, all I want, is that I want to pay my debt. If I pay my debt, they can't take my children away. Then Elijah said, this is what you've got to do. This is what you've got to do. Go and borrow bottle. Okay, let's look at the scripture. The book of Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5, quickly, from verse 1, please.
So it was, as the multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God, that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two boats standing by the lake. But the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets.
Yes.
Then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon, and asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the multitude from the boat. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep.
Yes.
And let down your net.
Let down your net so that you can catch fish.
For the catch.
So let's look at the response of Simon in verse 5.
But Simon answered and said to him,
Master,
we have toiled
all night. I have been trying all night.
And caught nothing.
I didn't catch anything at all.
Nevertheless.
Yes.
At your word.
Yes.
I will let down the net.
Mm-hmm.
And when they have done this, they caught a great number of fish. And their net was breaking. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and all filled both the boats so that they began to sink.
Praise the Lord. If you look at this scripture, the Bible said to us that Christ was coming. And he came. He said to him, I want to do something for you. Because he has given him his boat to teach him. I want you to cast your net. Because of the experience that he has had before. They have been toiling all night. They've tried to fish. And they can't get anything. He said, if someone told you to cast your net to the deep, launch to the deep, if Christ is talking, he's telling you, I have capacity to bless you beyond anything. Peter did not prepare. He obeyed, but I can tell you that he obeyed half-heartedly. Not fully to the instruction. He cast the net. Because if he has obeyed in a full way, he will have go and get all the boats. Get them ready. If Christ said, cast the net, something big is about to happen. If God is telling us in this house, church, that we should enlarge our tent, enlarge the place of our dwelling. Many of us, since January, you have not even do anything at all. Or can I ask you, what have you done that have shown the sign of your enlargement? What have you done that shows that I am willing and ready? If God wants to bless me now, wow, I have a space to put it. When he now cast the net, by your word, I'm going to do it. When he cast that net, the Bible says they caught so many fish that the net was breaking. Eventually, he have to be looking for people to help him. If he has obeyed wholeheartedly before, he would not have to be looking for people to take it. Can I tell you someone? Pastor Blessing was ministering on Friday. Powerful message. He said, God, each one of us in the house, what we have is a blank check. It is your duty to write something on it. What God has given to us this year by saying that we should enlarge our capacity is a blank check. Praise God. A blank check is what God gave to Solomon. Ask me whatever you want me to do for you. Solomon could have said, I need money. Solomon could have said, I need house. That means that he has restrict. He hasn't really enlarged. But he said, wow, I need wisdom. He actually asked for something big. The scripture we have been reading said, think big. As started to meditate on the requirement and what Solomon asked from the Lord. That guy, it takes only somebody that think big before you can actually say, I don't want a house, car, or this. All I want is wisdom. How have you been thinking big? Many of us, we are not thinking big by saying all I want is a million. If God give me £1 million, I'll buy the church. Many of us, I know many youths have been telling me, they want to, pastor, if God bless, 250 is what you need for this, I'll pay it off. Is that all? The Lord wants you to enlarge your mindset, the way you think. If you are Solomon, what are you going to ask from the Lord? If you are Solomon, what are you going to ask him to give to you? Do you know that Solomon did not ask for riches? He did not ask for a house. He did not ask for anything. All what he asked for is wisdom. How many of you that they will say, stand up on your feet, ask God for something that you want? If it's not job, it has to be residential permit. If it's not residential permit, it has to be husband or wife. If it's not that, money. Money is even number one. If they said, oh, it's wisdom, some people will say, you know what? I know what I'm doing. I know how to make it. If I have money, honestly, I know how I'm going to spend it. Some people will say, if I have a husband, I know how to. If I have somebody that will speak to me now, I know how to deal with that person. But many homes have been destroyed because of lack of knowledge. Many people have made money, but the money is gone because you don't have wisdom when you spend it. You are not spending it with wisdom. You have £10 and you see clothes in Primark, you just put all the £10 back. And tomorrow you now start to say, and I have bill. Oh Lord, where is your eyes? God, the Lord has given you £10. You did not use wisdom. You did not increase your thinking. Your enlargement is not in your brain. You've got to think about it. How do I spend this £10 so that next week I will not be begging for bread? Praise the Lord. Your spiritual capacity has to be increased. Your mindset has to be increased. And how do we increase? Is by asking the Lord. Ask God to help you to enlarge. Speak to him. Jabez prayed that prayer. The book of 1 Chronicles. Pastor, help me to look at it. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 to 10.
1 Chronicles chapter 4, yes, verse sir. 9. Now, Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. Mm. And his mother called him Jabez, saying, because I bore him in pain. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you will bless me indeed.
What did he do? He spoke to God of Israel. He asked, are you acting the law? Give me a discerning spirit. How do I enlarge my capacity? How do I enlarge my capacity to receive from you? What can I do? What is the step I should take so that I can enlarge my capacity to receive from God? Many of us, we have businesses. But one thing that you all what you need to do is to have your website. Maybe that's only one thing. You create awareness to that gift that God has given unto you. But we believe that that is not needed. I don't have to do that. I don't have to take that step. You just being online can actually open door for you. That people will start to patronize you. People will know you are there. There's someone that was telling me that, wow, people started to patronize that even what she have not really done. Because she's online, people all over from America, from all over the place are patronizing. Probably all you need is to do a business card and go and give it to people all around and give it to everyone that you see. And they start to patronize you. But you need to speak to God. That is why prayer is important. I can tell you that prayer works. If you don't know what to do, you cannot make it. The most many people will die wretched because we don't know what to do. Many of us, you are waiting on the government to pay your rent. Many of us, we are struggling. Many of us, we are begging for bread. But what God has has given unto you. The book of Jeremiah chapter 1 said, before I placed you in your mother's womb, I know you. There is a gift inside of you. There is a gift that God has given unto you. I said to people, whatever you do that you struggle to do, it's not your life. If God has given you a gift, let me preach now. Let them call me another place. Let them call me another place. I don't even know where the strength from. Immediately I hold the mic, I can go. Immediately I hold the mic, I can keep going. If I'm going like this, they call me to come and I'll go. And I don't do it for just doing it. I'm struggling to do it. You must enjoy it. If you're an hairdresser, you see them, they stand for hours. They never get tired. I'm not saying you don't get tired, that of course, but you enjoy doing it. People will wonder, how are you doing it? But you enjoy doing it because it is your calling. It takes prayer to know, how do I enlarge my earning? Which way? How? Which format? Can I stop to live on people? And I can make a living. Some of you, if they call you for a party, your friend's party, you can always say, let's do it this way, this way, this way, this way. Before you know it, you've organized the party for them. You never see that you can make money from it. Event planner. People will start to patronize you. When you have products, it's not everybody that will like your product. It's not everyone that will like the way I preach. So some people might not like what you give. Some people might like. But now you can't say some people didn't like what you give and do not present it. Praise the Lord. There's some people that will love you for who you are. Everybody in the church cannot be Pastor Victoria's fan. Some people will be. Some people might not be. But I still have to. It's not everybody that will call me to come and preach in their conference. But some people that say, wow, I love the way she preached, will invite me to preach in their conference. And they will invite me again and again. But you might have something that you don't know. You have something in you that will make you a better person. That will make you to fulfill your purpose. But pray to discover it. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to Above Limitations. I know you've been blessed with this message. Join Pastor Victoria at Freedom House, 9 Factory Road, North Woolwich, London E16 2EL, Sundays 10 a.m. GMT. For more information, visit www.pastorvictoria.org. Email admin@pastorvictoria.org.